I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get more kicks out of every world soccer match with FanDuel. Soccer fans, now is the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot because new customers get $125 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. And when you bet on Team USA and group play, all customers get free bets back if they don't win. FanDuel is also now live in Maryland. Get in on the action now with great offers, boosts, and more. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Plus, you can build your own same game parlays and take advantage of awesome offers all throughout the tournament. Best of all, you'll get paid your winnings instantly. So don't miss your chance to get $125 in free bets, win or lose, when you join FanDuel with promo code RS. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet. It expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The volume.
Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Richard Sherman podcast. I got my guy, Mitch Eisenstein. Oh, Zach Wilson.
Richard, let's just cut right to the chase here.
Let's cut away from the chase.
Another entertaining weekend, but holy cow. We've heard enough about it throughout the week. The Jets-Patriots game. I don't know who was watching it, but I mean, probably more entertaining watching paint dry. The Jets have two second-half yards. Forget points, 2 second-half yards in total. Post-game press conference, Zach Wilson has asked a simple question, you know, to what level of degree, you know, do you guys take ownership of this loss as an offense and as a quarterback? And he says, none. I mean, we do not take any ownership. It's not our fault, essentially. Richard, I'm going to put this strictly, firmly in your court. You are Robert Saleh. What are you doing from this moment forward?
I'm sitting down. You got to sit down. You suck, and you're not helping the team in any way. It's not like if you play bad, at least you could say, okay, he's good for morale. He's a good team guy. They love him in the locker room. They rally behind. They don't. Like, the whole background about him coming out in the draft was he's kind of a like pretentious little a-hole. And you're like, we don't know that for sure. And then you get, as soon as adversity hits, and it's like these guys are fighting their tails. Even Sauce, everybody's like, he's too young and he's just young. Sauce is young. He's a rookie. And he says, hey, I got to play better. Did Sauce really need to play better? No, he didn't. Is Sauce considered a leader on that team now, even though he's a rookie because of his high level of play? He is. And you know what he did? He said, you know what? I'm going to put this on my back so that other guys can understand, like, hey, I'm being held accountable. I hold myself accountable. Higher standard. I can be better for you guys. I understand that. You cannot complete 9 passes in a game and say, I don't think I let my defense down at all. Like his receivers were dang near ready to fight him during that game. And it's like you get in a situation where you have Mike White and you have Flacco backing him up. Very capable guys. Mike White rallied these guys kind of like Heinicke did and with the Commanders, and they loved him. You know, he had some good games, he had some bad games. Flacco, again, had some good games, had some bad games. But they have weapons around him that he could get the ball to. These guys, when they're open on crossing routes, Flacco's not going to miss that. He's going to give him the ball, and they're going to let him go. Now, will they get Yak and do everything and win those games? Maybe, maybe not. But Zach Wilson isn't doing the easy stuff. He's not getting it to the open guy. Hey, we drew up this play for this guy. He's wide open. Just toss the ball to him. Nope. Zach Wilson wants to scramble and throw the ball away. Okay. All right. People have bad games. People have rough games. Okay. But at the end of the game, you do not get to say that. You do not get to say, hey, no. I didn't let my defense down. No. I don't want to bother. No. Like, yes, you do. And then for you to walk around the locker room like that, like, ooh.
Forget you being the coach. If you're playing for this team, what are you thinking? What are you doing? What's going through your mind right now?
I'm walking straight to Salah office, and I'm like, hey, brother. Like, hey, I understand, but come on now. What are we doing? What are we doing? Like, his play doesn't justify, you know, usually the amount of leash you got and everything is dependent on how great you are and how great. Hey, you A-Rod, you got leash. You got a long leash. You can say a lot. You could do a lot, and you'll still be out there playing, and your teammates will accept it. It's acceptable. Four-time MVP, back-to-back MVP. Ah, you know, that's A-Rod. That's just A-Rod. You're Zach Wilson. You do not get that kind of leash. No. You know, just because you're a first-round pick, just because you're a top five, top two pick, like, nothing in this league he's earned. He's earned no respect. He's earned I definitely hasn't earned the respect of his teammates. Now, there are veteran guys in that locker room that are like, hey, I'm going to stand up for him. I'm going to, you know, he's my quarterback. I'm not going to turn. They're vets. They're good teammates. They're not going to drive the bus over him. But I'm not his teammate. I'm a guy watching who wants to see the team do well and who sees a guy holding the team back. They were winning in spite of him. And it's almost like he got the wrong impression. Like, they were winning games in spite of him throwing for 100 yards, 150 yards. And he's like, yeah, look at me getting the job done over here dominating. No, it's not. Your defense is playing great. You're running the ball well, and you're not throwing the game away. And the one game you lost, you threw the game away. And
I think the biggest difficulty the Jets organization is going to have with a guy like this is coming to grips with they might just have to cut bait and realize they've made a mistake. I know we talked about this a couple podcasts ago. You got to give the Cardinals organization some credit. You know, they realized quickly that Josh Rosen wasn't that guy. They spent a high first round pick on him and then drafted Kyler Murray then the following year. I mean, the Jets are in position. They've got playmakers. I mean, we thought Elijah Moore was crazy. We thought he was a bad teammate for coming out and saying all the stuff that he was saying early on. You know, I thought he might have been a selfish teammate, but maybe Elijah Moore was right. You know, and now we're seeing guys like Garrett Wilson, a high-end rookie wide receiver, you know, that was having a hell of a career or a hell of a start to his career. And even saying, we got to get this ship righted. The Jets organization risks this window that they've opened up. They've got high-end talent on the defensive side of the ball. They got high-end playmakers. They got an O-line that's banged up, but they got a bunch of high, you know, draft picks on that O-line that are going to get healthy. This quarterback position is the one thing that's going to hold them back. Richard, I never thought we'd be saying this year, but by God, they need Joe Flacco, and they need Joe Flacco bad.
And he would have won them probably, honestly, maybe both of those Patriots games. Like, they wouldn't have lost as bad the first time, because I just don't see him throwing those bad interceptions. Maybe he throws interceptions in a game, but I think he completes more passes. He gets the offense moving. He throws for 300, 350 like Flacco does, and they find a way to win that game. The second game, I think he finds a way. They've got crossing routes. They got open guys. He finds a way to get to the ball to those guys in space. Garrett Wilson by himself, like, hey, just throw it to the open guy. He's getting open. He's creating separation. Zach Wilson is the worst in the league when his receivers have 3+ yards of separation. What are we talking about? It does not get more open in this football league. Like, what are we doing? And you gotta justify it. Like, the talent does not justify the leash. And I hate when these guys get drafted early and you just gotta sit there and watch them be terrible for year after year and say, They're developing. They're not developing. Like, he's Johnny Manziel all over again. It didn't take long to see that. He doesn't want to learn. He doesn't want to get better. He thinks he can do everything. It's like, hey, he's just like Aaron Rodgers. No, he's not just like Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Aaron Rodgers can throw off his back foot in the air, throw across the field, do whatever he wants because he's proven. Stop giving these rookies credit for being, hey, they're like this guy. He's doing like Patrick Mahomes can do it because Patrick Mahomes is an MVP in this National Football League, Super Bowl champion in this National Football League, has been elite. Josh Allen has been elite in the National Football League. You get more leeway. These kids should not get leeway. Like, stop giving these rookies this much credit. Like, sit them down and get them next year. Don't sit there and, like, because if they miss the playoffs this year, they miss the playoffs because of Zach Wilson.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start the NFL week off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay every Thursday from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. Every Thursday night, you'll get free bets back if your NFL same-game parlay doesn't hit. Same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at bigger payday. Build your own or choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. This Thanksgiving, we're rolling with the Detroit Lions and the points, +9.5 at Detroit. We're taking the Cowboys' money line against the Giants, and we're taking the Minnesota Vikings in a bounce-back game, -2.5 against the New England Patriots. Just sign up with promo code RS if you don't already have an account. That's promo code RS to get free bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't hit. FanDuel is also now live in Maryland. Get in on the action now with great offers, boosts, and more. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm going to read some statistics for you. First 3 weeks of the season, Joe Flacco threw for 309, 307, and 285. Clearly, the offensive weapons are not the problem. Zach Wilson is the problem. To me, his play style complicates the game. Instead of simplifying the game, it complicates the game. I think you look at what we watched last night on Monday Night Football. Jimmy G, prime example. Great teammate, decent quarterback, but what he does best is he facilitates the game and gets the ball in his playmaker's hands. This Jets team is built very similarly to the 49ers. I mean, obviously the 49ers have more weapons, but the Jets have really solid weapons. Simplify the game and get the ball in your playmaker's hands as quickly as possible. This is a guy, like you said, Rich, he's running around in the backfield. I'm not even quite sure what Zach Wilson does well, you know, at this point in his career. I know he was known at BYU for running around and making all these fancy plays on his feet and was kind of a poor man's Patrick Mahomes. But this is a grown man's game. I mean, and now he's affecting careers of grown men with families that have families to feed. And when you start messing with somebody's livelihood, it's a whole different ball game. And you're going to lose the locker room if you don't bench this guy.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate because it probably should have happened earlier. And especially if hopefully you get a situation where a guy like Mike White or Flacco can come in. And, you know, Chicago Bears aren't a great franchise right now. They're not a great team. And, of course, this could be like, oh, put Zach Wilson in, and it could be a bounce-back game for him. No. Put the next guy in and get them a chance to get in the rhythm and get acclimated and show that this offense can work. Like, you've given Zach Wilson, what, 6 games? Cool. Like, he's had 20 career games. That's enough time. You got to sit him down and give your team a chance in these playoffs to make these playoffs, and hopefully they do. Hopefully they do that, but I mean, it's been some crazy games this year. Like, this week was a crazy week. I mean, I did not expect Minnesota to get drugged like they did by the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys lose a game to the Green Bay Packers, and you're like, the same old Dallas Cowboys. And then, of course, they come and put up 40 on the Minnesota Vikings, stop them, hold them to nothing. Minnesota Vikings look like world beaters, just beat the Buffalo Bills. And now you're like, what? Again, Mitchell, parody.
It is parody. But, I mean, we talked about it weeks ago. I mean, the Vikings have been a surprising team. You know, they've got elite playmakers. Justin Jefferson is one of the best, if not the best, wide receivers in this league. But to be 8-1 and to have so much pride going into this game, proving everybody wrong, you're going to go on this historic run as a franchise down the stretch. And to have the Cowboys come in and not just beat you, but have their largest road win in franchise history against you, 40-3. This Dallas Cowboys team, if they do things right, if they stay healthy, looks scary. They've committed to the run. They've given our boy Tony Pollard ample opportunity to show he's going to be the breakout offensive player of the year. But now they're getting Zeke back, and they've stuck to their identity that got them, you know, success over the past decade. Run the football and let Dak do his thing on the back end.
Yeah, I mean, it seems good, Mitchell, but I also just saw them lose to Green Bay, who's 3-7. So, like, let's not pump the brakes. Like, I want to be on this board with you. I want to be there. But it's inconsistent. Tony Pollard looks like the real deal. In the pass game, in the run game, I was talking to Mike Irv, and it was crazy. You know, he's on the Zeke train, you know, physical, 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 physical. And he's like Tony Pollard. Like, he doesn't do enough in the pass blocking aspect of his game. And I'm like, well, he makes up for that in his receiving. Because Zeke isn't a threat in the pass game. Zeke has 37 yards on the season. Tony Pollard had 68 yards in one play last week. And so what are we talking about here? You know, sure. Don't, you can't block. Put Zeke in a block. I mean, you talk about the 49ers. 49ers put Kyle Hughes check in to block. You know, they take Elijah Mitchell out. They take Christian or put Christian out wide, and they put Juice in there to block on third and pass play. You know what I mean? Third and passing. And it's different. I want to believe in the Dallas Cowboys. They have 42 sacks on the season, leading the league, the most through 10 games in modern era. But I just, people can run the ball on them. You know, they can be run on. The same with the Philadelphia Eagles without Jordan Davis there. I mean, they just got Linval Joseph, and they just got Sue to shore that up. But they have shown that weakness. Now, maybe it won't be a weakness going forward, but I don't know. In the playoffs, you got to be able to stop the run, baby.
Well, it's an impressive win nonetheless on the road, and probably another insane stat line developing in the season. The Vikings, and this points to kind of what we talk about. Is this 8-2 team a real 8-2 team? Richard, they've been outscored by 2 points this season in totality. The Minnesota Vikings are 8-2 and are -2 points on the season. How does that even happen?
It's a great question, Mitchell.
You just get blown out 2 games. That's how it happens.
Yeah. They got drug this last game. And when you get drug, it's going to change things. But the Philadelphia Eagles, though, Mitchell, they almost lost.
They're starting to come down to earth a little bit, Rich. I know we got buddies on the team. You got Big Play Slay. Their defense is holding their own. Nick Sirianni goes and beats his former team. You know, it's a big win nonetheless. They're down 10 plus points in the fourth quarter, you know, and they come out with a win. And this is a team that is probably needs opportunities like this to show they can win the close games, because they seem to have been blowing everybody out. But from your perspective, are you still high on the Eagles? Are they still your number one team in this league?
Yeah, they're still the number one team, and they're going back to it. You know, they took a week off. I went crazy and put the Minnesota Vikings. They're going to fall all the way out of the rankings this week. Good night. Way to embarrass me, guys. Giants, right. Too. You run into situations where you have to have adversity, and it doesn't matter. You know, we won the Super Bowl. We were down 21 points to an 0-8 Bucks team the year we won the Super Bowl. Like, you have to have adversity during those seasons just to show your mettle, just to develop that kind of grit, that kind of comeback. Like, have faith, keep the faith, like, keep fighting until the very end mentality that you're going to need in the playoffs. And you hear Sirianni. It meant something for him. You know, he said that was for Frank Wright. Like, he meant something for him. He didn't like the way they did Frank Wright. And he was right. That was cold how they did it. And if he would have lost that game, he would have been hurt in more ways than one. Not just because of his former team and revenge game, but just because he wanted to do that for Frank Wright. The Colts are back to doing, you know, Jonathan Taylor back. It's going to look better.
That's right.
People are like, oh my God, Jeff Saturday. Jonathan Taylor is one of the best backs in the league. Him coming back and doing what he's done his entire career is going to make them a better team. He's one of the best players. You get one of the best players back, you're a better team. They had a chance to win that game. They're running to get ball. Matt Ryan's being relatively efficient, 23 of 32, 213, no interceptions, no touchdowns. The defense was playing solid. Like, they held Jalen Hurts in check under 200 yards. He had close to 100 yards rushing. He was doing it with his legs because they weren't letting him do it with his arms. And I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting down the stretch. I think the San Francisco 49ers are throwing their hat back in the ring as one of the best teams.
I tell you what, Rich, they went down to Mexico and they opened up a can of whoop-ass on the Arizona Cardinals. This 49ers team, you preached about it for weeks. Just wait till they're healthy, and they're healthy. They have dynamic playmakers at tight end, at wideout, at running back, at fullback. Again, Jimmy G is the perfect quarterback. Simplify the offense, just get it in your playmaker's hands and let them do the work. Beyond this game, it's going to be coming down to the wire between the Hawks and the Niners. The Niners just won their fourth consecutive game by 15 points or more against a division foe. I mean, that is absurd. They're beating teams in their own division at record pace, and they're healthy. Is this their division to lose?
Mitchell, they haven't given up a point in the second half in 3 games. It seems to be their division to lose, but they got to be consistent. They got to keep going. They got to beat good teams. They got to continue. I mean, since Christian McCaffrey got there, they have been better. They've been a great team, offensively and defensively. And Eric Armstead still is not back. Like, Javon Kinlaw still is not back. And when they get back, my goodness, it's just mean. It's just rude. They're going to be fresh. They're not going to have to play a ton of snaps. They're going to be effective. They're going to make the other pass rushers, Bosa and Drake Jackson, like, they're going to make them even more effective as pass rushers. And Jimmy G is just getting in rhythm. You know, you don't have a training camp. We talked about it earlier. You don't have a training camp. You know, all this controversy, all this stuff. He's not even supposed to be on a team, Mitchell.
Here
and
he
now,
is.
You know, the fans are sitting there screaming and buying his jersey again. You know, if he gets him to another Super Bowl, oh, it's going to be controversy out there. If they win a Super Bowl, oh, my goodness, I'm going to enjoy talking about it in the offseason. It's going to be fun. But the 49ers got a big game next week, the Saints. You know, they have to find a way to win this game.
Are they here if Trey Lance does not get injured?
Are they where, Mitchell?
Are they here right now in a prime? I'm sure they're going to be firmly within the top three of Richard Sherman's power ranks this week. I don't want to speak for you, but they certainly look like a hot team right now. Are they a hot team trending this far up at this point in the season with Trey Lance at the helm?
I don't know. We haven't seen enough. You know what I mean? Incomplete. You know, we don't have enough tape. I don't have enough tape to tell you that. I know what they look like when Jimmy G is on. And add playmakers, you know what I mean? Like, you add Christian McCaffrey. He's given Jimmy G a safety blanket that Kittle has been a safety blanket of sorts, but it's a different kind of safety blanket when you're just like, hey, I'm going to throw it to you 4 yards in the backfield on a swing route, and I know you're going to give me six, and we're going to be in a manageable situation next down if I'd have nothing else. And he's using him week in and week out. Every week you see him 6 receptions, 7 receptions, like, it's check down, it's wheel routes, it's angle routes. And then, hey, you want to double team him? We're going to throw it to Brandon Ayuk on the return route in the end zone. Like, they have so many weapons and they're using them well. And Kittle finally had a nice breakout game. I don't know if it's because they were in Mexico. I don't know if it's because he said, hey, I'm happy, I'm not upset, but I would like more than 2 targets a game. Hey, I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to ruffle feathers or make waves. But hey, would be nice to get the ball from time to time. I can do it now. And he did. He can do it. And I don't know where they would be with Trey Lance. I don't, because we just haven't seen enough of Trey Lance. Next year, we'll see.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season 1, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season 2 because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Richard, I'm going to ask you a tough question, and one that's probably going to piss off one fan base and make another one thrilled. But nonetheless, I need an answer from you. Pete Carroll and Kyle Shanahan both call you today and say, Richard, come make this final run with us to the playoffs. Which team are you going to be suiting up for that gives you a better opportunity to get that second Super Bowl trophy?
Mitchell, that's a great question. I ain't suiting up for nobody right now. But
if
good.
You had to suit up, Rich, yep. And this is a hypothetical. I'm not telling you got to. I'm just telling you if you had to.
A hypothetical.
A hypothetical, Rich.
Well, probably San Francisco because right now Seattle doesn't need me. Seattle has a rookie who's leading the league second in the league in interceptions, Michael Jackson. And I'm not talking about the Thriller. Michael Jackson is playing good football. San Francisco, on the other hand, is really beat up at the corner spot. They're really banged up. They lost two starters. They lost Verrett for the season before he even got out there. They lost E-Man. I'd be able to make more of an impact there. Obviously, Charvarius Ward is still playing really good football. But yeah, I think I think they'd be in more need of my talents than the Seattle Seahawks at this very moment.
So let's move over to the Seahawks. They're coming off a bye week. 6-4 as an organization. This is certainly a better year than we anticipated them having. What do they need to do to be able to get into the wild card and make some noise? Do they have a shot at the wild card here?
Well, they got a shot in both. They got a quarterback, Mitchell. That's the hardest thing to have in this league. That's the thing everybody thought they didn't have, Mitchell.
Right.
They traded away their franchise, their quarterback, their all this. They're going to be picking in the top five. They're not going to have – well, they're picking in the top five for a whole different reason right now, Mitchell. that's a story for a different day. But I think they got a chance, man. I think they got a good running game. Their offensive line is playing well. Their defense has shown a resurgence the second half of the season. They're going to come out of this bye re-energized at the perfect time. I'm sure they wish they could have found a way to get that game in Germany. But that's a hard situation, a hard team, a tough team to run the ball on. Vita Vea and the boys are not just going to let you, they're not just going to let you run the football. That's a Todd Bowles team. Todd Bowles, well-coached defense, great defensive line. But I think they got a chance going forward. I think they have the team that they need to have. They have the playmakers on the outside offensively. We'll see. We'll see what it looks like.
We've got Thanksgiving on the horizon. I know you played in a Thanksgiving game throughout your career. What were your thoughts on Thanksgiving games? Did you enjoy playing in them?
Mitchell, no. I only played in one. But
one.
Yeah, no, I didn't enjoy it. I played well. I got player of the game and got some interceptions and had good time.
Eating a leg of turkey at the end of it.
Yeah, but no, I would rather have been at the house eating turkey. It's one of those things where you're like, hey, cool. You know what I mean? Now, if that was a home game, it would have been fine. I would have been like, okay, cool. Get to go home, eat my food. But then, you get there the next day, you're eating cold leftovers. You're like, it's not the same.
Buffalo gets to spend a whole week in Detroit after getting snowed out of Buffalo, and they're going into a game against my hometown Red Hot Lions. I never thought I would see this in my life, but the Detroit Lions have won three consecutive games, Rich. I don't know the statistics on the one the last time this happened, but I'd argue that it probably hasn't happened in my lifetime. The Lions are 4-6. The NFC is kind of up for grabs when it comes to the wild card. I mean, the Giants, I'm sorry, but this week, if any week, prove that they were a fraud. You get beat by at home by two scores by the lowly Detroit Lions. And now they go against the Buffalo Bills. Give me your game breakdown. I just want to go through these real quick. Is there any prayer for the Detroit Lions at home against the ever mighty Buffalo Bills?
Mitchell. I just don't. I want to give him a chance. I want to have hope for him, Mitchell. Detroit, you know.
I wore my hat for this occasion.
I see that, Mitchell, and I don't want to steal your hope. I do not want to steal it, but they're just a hard team to figure out because every week you're like, what is going on? You know, Jared Goff can play and throw for, you know, 300 yards, and you're like, there it is, Jared Goff. And then you look up, and he's throwing for 165, and they win. And they win, Mitchell. They win the game.
Right.
But they do have a favorable schedule going down. They got Buffalo. If Josh Allen doesn't play, there's a chance. You know, they got a puncher's chance if Josh Allen does not play. But then they got Jacksonville. You know, that's a game they can win. So let's call that two potential wins, not likely for Buffalo game. Then you got Minnesota, who's also Jekyll and Hyde. You don't know which one you're going to get in that game. Minnesota has played well and can run the ball. A little bit more consistent. Then you got the Jets. If Zach Wilson's playing, they got a chance. If Zach Wilson's not playing, they should not have a chance in that game.
Yo, tell Robert Saleh, please, to keep Zach Wilson playing, right, man. Right. Come on, Rich, please. Look,
every defensive coordinator in the league is sitting there like, yeah, keep Zach Wilson. Like, give Zach Wilson, keep him out there. You got to let the rookie learn.
You got to learn when in moments like this, Rich, especially when you're 6-4 fighting for a playoff spot. Please keep them in there.
Right. The Bengals are sitting there like, keep going. Keep Zach Wilson.
We got to look at the NFC East, too. I mean, another division, a big division game, 7-3, Giants and Cowboys. A get-back game for the Giants, but we just talked about both teams. I mean, who do you like in this matchup, Dallas or the Giants, Rich?
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys. You just said it. The Giants just lost to your Detroit Lions, and they're looking more fraudish every week. Now, with the way this league is, the Giants will win somehow by two touchdowns, and again, nobody will know anything, and this league is crazy. But Dallas Cowboys should win that game and put them in a nice position going forward. In control of the wild card spot and needing some help. You know, they would have wished that the Philadelphia Eagles would have lost to the Indianapolis Colts. Then they'd kind of have a little bit more control of their destiny.
And then, I mean, you coming off a 40-3 loss. The Vikings are now playing against the Patriots at home. I don't think there's a team I'd want to play less than the New England Patriots after a 43 win. Now you got to go against Bill Belichick. They need a win too. The Pats against the Vikings. Rich, this is going to be an interesting game. And we got three pretty solid Thanksgiving games for once. Holy cow. Right. Who wins this game?
I would think Minnesota Vikings. You know, I'm not as high on the New England Patriots as some people are. You know, they were just in a dogfight with the New York Jets. And again, Zach Wilson didn't, if he would have done anything, if he would have just been an average Joe at quarterback, the New York Jets would have won that game running away. But he's not. And so they were in a dogfight and lost last second special teams play, which is crazy. That's like a movie. It's wild. I think the Minnesota Vikings find a way to pull that out. You know, I think they got a rebound. They got a lot of pride in that room. I think they find a way.
Well, Richard, we got a big time guest. I know he's perfect guest right now. Dallas Cowboys legend, Michael Irvin, joining you on our next podcast. Talk to me a little bit about Michael Irvin. Rich, what does he mean to you as a player and our post-career?
Well, he's a great friend of mine, you know, great human being, and to a ball of energy, a bundle of energy. He's going to come high energy, intense, and you got to be prepared for that. I got to be prepared for that. I got to get my mind right. He's going to love on his Dallas Cowboys, and he's going to want a physical brand of football. I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be good to talk to my boy, the playmaker.
Yes, sir. Richard, I'll let you sign us off as we wish all our listeners a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you guys as always.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. Thank you for joining us in this holiday season. We appreciate you. Hit that sub button if you're new. We'll see you tomorrow with Michael Irvin.
Volume.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.